powered by Clear Vision Development Group. This is Better Than Before with Tony Richards, a business leader's podcast. Each week, we'll provide you with top business insights, fresh perspectives from world-class guests, and the tools you need to lead better than before. And now, here's your host, author and business coach, Tony Richards.
Welcome to another edition of Better Than Before on the C-Suite Radio Network. I'm your host, Coach Tony Richards, and coming up today on the show, my special guest is Tom Schwab. He's an interesting fellow. He's an entrepreneur. He's an author. He's a podcast interview marketing pioneer, and he focuses on quality conversations. His key focus as a leader is driving long-term results with powerful conversations. I love my conversation with Tom this week, and I think you will too. So let's go to that now. My special guest, Tom Schwab. Well, I'm very excited to welcome guests to the show. We've been having great anticipation for, and he's finally here today and going to be sharing some great stuff with us. Have you ever considered that what we're being sold about digital marketing is wrong? And what if it's hurting the business? What if we're all buying the powerful tools and leaving out the fuel that powers them? Well, Tom Schwab is here today, and he believes the best things in life come from conversations. It's these powerful, sometimes awkward conversations that propel us from where we are personally and professionally to where we dream of being. As an engineer, a Navy veteran, and nuclear propulsion plant operator, Tom thinks differently. Tough-minded, skeptical, sometimes even cantankerous, but always technically competent, always thinking, what if? As the head of Nuclear Navy described him. As a small business owner and entrepreneur, he understands the unique nature and challenges of business owners, and this led him to be an early pioneer of using inbound marketing for e-commerce and targeted podcast interviews for marketing that connects. He's the author of two books, Podcast Guest Profits, Grow Your Business with a Targeted Interview Strategy, and that's called The Bible of Podcast Guesting, and One Conversation Away, A Manifesto for a Rich Life and a Profitable Business. Please join me in welcoming Tom Schwab to our podcast today. Tom, how you doing, sir?
Tony, I am thrilled to be here.
Good. Fantastic. Well, that's quite an introduction. I don't know that I have anything about your background to ask now. That was great. But I do. We just come off Veterans Day. And so allow me to thank you for your service.
Well, allow me to thank you for paying for my education. It was an honor. I graduated from the United States Naval Academy. And I always say I got more than I gave.
But just recently I had my high school class reunion and it landed on Veterans Day. And we did a great thing at my class reunion. We honored all those who had served that we went to high school with. And I don't remember us ever doing that before. And I was so touched by it. So I really appreciate all the veterans who've served us. So, I mean, that's an interesting background. How did most of that come about? How did you decide to get in the nuclear side of things? How did you decide to do all that? What was the catalyst for that, I suppose?
You know, it's like the rest of my life. I wish I could say I had this master plan, but looking back, it just sort of is an evolution, not a revolution, right? So here I was, a Midwestern kid, went to the Naval Academy, liked engineering. So that's what I did. The needs of the Navy were that they needed nuclear power people. And I didn't like submarines, but I loved surface ships. So I ran the power plants on an aircraft carrier. At that time, she was the newest and finest. Now, USS Abraham Lincoln's just the finest. And it really taught me systems and processes. And it's something that I brought with me into business. Often people will say, well, you don't understand my business or you don't understand my life. It's so complicated. I could never teach it. I could never systematize it. And I'm like scratching my head thinking, right now there are 20-somethings that are high school educated very smart people, very well trained, but they're running nuclear power plants in the Navy, right? If you can't systematize your business, it's because you don't understand it, not that they can't understand it. So that's one of the things I've always looked at is saying, asking, why are we doing things this way? Is there a better way to do it? How can we test it? And really, that's how podcast interview marketing came out. It's the same thing we used to do on guest blogging 20 years ago, or as seen on TV 30 years ago. Heck, it was the same thing my grandfather probably did, 50 years ago when he would talk at the, local Kiwanis Club or the local Chamber of Commerce, really just leveraging other people's audiences to get that know, like, and trust.
You bet. I do believe clarity is one of the most wonderful gifts you can give to somebody. So I think you're spot on about people not understanding their business at a clarity level in which they can simplify it and explain it. Your whole book really speaks to me, because when I decided 7 years ago that I was going to do a podcast, my premise for it was, I just want to have some of my friends on and let people listen in, as if me and my friend were having coffee and everybody else is a listener. I just thought there was a lot of value in that. And here we are all these years later, and boy, I didn't even have any idea what it was going to become or lead to. So talk a little bit about how you kind of discovered conversations as being the key to learning.
I think it looks back in my life, as I say, all of the good things have come through conversations. And I think it's a pushback. In fact, that the title of the book was a pushback on this idea that we're all one funnel away. It's a great marketing jargon out there, but you just need a funnel, right? You just need some more Facebook ads. You need this tool. And all of these people are getting it more and more complicated. And what they need is a conversation, right? Later on in life, I went back and got my MBA in marketing. I spent way too much money, way too much time for something that my grandfather could have told me, right? Marketing at its heart is having a conversation with someone that could be an ideal customer. And so this idea that, we need to send all of these emails, we need to be on Facebook, we need to be on every platform out there, we need to have this fear of missing out on everything, I always come back and say, does this start a conversation with someone that could be an ideal customer? And you talked about clarity before. I think today the world gets more complicated, but I think we make it more complicated too. And there's a lot of people that are selling us the megaphones that are trying to make it more complicated, right? You have to use their platform if you ever want to have success. And I just look at it as like, no, take a step back. Who do you want to have the conversations with, and what platform can you do that, right? Maybe it's one-on-one, maybe it's going to conferences. But I remember years and years ago, my daughter came to me. And Tony, she was in middle school at the time. And she's like, Dad, you need to be on Instagram. And I'd heard of it, right? Sure. I said, well, why is that? She says, because everyone is on Instagram. And I said, define everyone. She said, well, me and all my friends. My customers were not there. It would have been creepy for me to be there. Right. But I see so many people that have this fear of missing out. And it's like, I've got to be on this platform, on that platform. It's like, are your customers even there? Are they even listening? And then going back to those important questions.
You sparked something in me just a few minutes ago when you're talking about my grandfather could have taught me that. Both of my grandfathers were entrepreneurs. They were business owners in this very small Kentucky town that I grew up in. One of them owned a feed store and one of them owned a service station. And those were the two. And now that you say that, I'm just thinking about it. Those were the two gathering places in the community for conversations. That's where people came every morning to have coffee, and every evening after dinner, people would come there. And they were the early community center places where people gathered around, especially in the wintertime, around the old stove and told stories and talked about, the events of the day. And thank you for sparking that memory for me. But that really was true. That's something I'd never really considered before.
And I don't think your grandfather ever considered himself an influencer.
No.
Or an affiliate marketer. But no. You look at it, and it's that same thing, that place was where you wanted to get heard. That's the place where you wanted to be talked about, even if you weren't there. You know, today we're like, oh, that's affiliate marketing. No, it's just having somebody that trusts you introduce you to someone else.
Talk about big fish don't swim through funnels and whales don't click through.
Yeah. You know, there's this whole idea of, oh, just build the funnel and do the clicks and everything else there. And I think what works for a small transaction, people now think, oh, I'll use it for a big ticket item. And there's a place for automation, right? For high volume, low value, it works fine, right? Think of Amazon. When I buy some widget, I always say my earbuds. I put those things through the wash about once a week. I buy the cheapest ones that are the corded because I know that I'm going to ruin them in the wash. Doesn't matter for me. I don't have to know, like, and trust there. But to think that that same marketing that they use to be the cheapest, to be a sponsored, that that's going to work for bigger things is ridiculous, right? I'm not going to hire a business consultant for my business because I saw them doing a TikTok dance. I'm not going to hire a physician to save my child's life because I saw him doing a Facebook ad. No, it's like those big decisions take more of that know, like, and trust. And I think there's this idea that, oh, we'll just put up all these Facebook ads and we'll do a funnel and that will sell everything. And I always scratch my head and going, if that works, how come Boeing and Airbus are not selling airplanes that way, right? What works for a transaction does not work for a big relationship. And I think we make that mistake that you can just scale up everything. No, it's a totally different relationship, totally different sale.
It reminds me when I had shoulder surgery 5 or 6 years ago, I wanted to go to the surgeon that everybody told me to go to, that other people had experience with. And the one that I live in Columbia, Missouri, which is the home of the University of Missouri Tigers. And he's the one that does the surgery on the athletes. And so I, you know, God doesn't have a website. He doesn't have Facebook. He doesn't have those things. He was just the guy that people go to for knees and shoulders. Right. Yep. And so it's that reputation marketing, I call it, that, you know, like you said, know, like, and trust.
And if you think about that, that could actually hurt his business because it could make him look desperate or less professional, right? I remember a gentleman came to us years ago and I asked him, well, why do you want to do podcast interview marketing? And this gentleman was a high level consultant. And he said, well, because I think most of marketing today is the digital equivalent of advertising above a urinal. And I was like, what do you mean by that? And he's like, well, people say you have to be everywhere, right? He says, if I'm seen on a park bench, on a bus, in a restroom, people aren't going to hire me, right? That will actually hurt my business. I just want to be seen in places that my ideal customers are making buying decisions and that it helps me.
Do you have any case studies where you've seen that really, I mean, other than you're the one you decided, where that digital marketing really hurt?
I think it does. And, you know, we're coming into Black Friday here, right?
Mm-hmm. And Cyber Monday.
And whatever, you know, Prime Day and everything like that. And I see people that are coaches, consultants, brands, high level relationship sales. And then they start doing the same thing as transactions. And you'll see their Black Friday sale. If you were considering open heart surgery, would you go to the guy that just because he had a Black Friday sale?
Oh,
or
no.
When did you see big consulting firms offering Black Friday sales? No, it's almost like the people that understand the value that they bring to the market, they value that. They want to do it through an education thing, not through these little transactions. And I think a lot of people end up hurting themselves, making themselves just look like a commodity and just that I'm cheaper than the other person. I'm a big fan of what's called category design, which is be different, not just better. Because if you claim that you're the best lawyer in the United States, right, it's either you or the other million people that are lying. But if you say, I'm the best real estate attorney in Missouri for commercial transactions in this area. Oh, okay. I believe that. Right. And now you don't have competition and people know how you can help them.
As I've told clients for years, it's the things that cause people to hit their BS buzzer. They hit the buzzer on it, go, I'm out. And, you know, I would no more want to work with someone like that than I would want to fly on a plane with a pilot who won the piloting by winning a contest or something, you know.
Right. So often I scratch my head and it's like, are they lying to themselves or lying to me?
I think they're just in the buffalo herd. You know, I think they see all the buffaloes running in one direction and they've just joined in without really. And I'm hoping that this podcast today will reach some people and cause them to reevaluate perhaps some of the moves they're making with marketing their business, because they haven't heard this message. This is a very contrarian message that you're delivering, because I think there are a lot of people who are in the buffalo herd. It's just everything's running in a one direction, and they just, it's the example you gave before about everybody's doing this. And the FOMO gets to them so bad that they want to get in on it. Also, another contrarian thing that I've heard you say in the past that I want you to talk about is how the future is in audio, not video.
Yeah. And this one really struck me. I actually heard this in a book called The Leadership Literacies of the Future by a guy by the name Joe Hansen. He's a futurist out of Stanford. Mm. And I remember listening to the book and he talked about the future is vivid audio. And I thought, oh, we got that wrong. And I rewound it. And it's like, no, that's what actually he said. And the way he described it made so much sense. So, Tony, if you look at video, video is more judgmental, right? If somebody's listening to us, they're listening to the content. But if they're watching this video, they're looking at me and going, wow, he's got way too much gray hair, or he doesn't look like me. Or if they're watching it 5 years from now, you know, are they going to say, wow, that's like a really weird style? But with audio, it's the content. Let me give you an example. My niece was studying for her real estate exam and they had her listening to some Zig Ziglar. And she reached out to me and she's like, Uncle Tom, have you ever heard of Zig Ziglar? She's like, I think you would really like him. And I said, yes, honey, I've heard him. And I didn't have the guts to tell her, honey, that Zig has been dead for a number of years now. And that those recordings were probably made before she was born.
Oh, of course. Right?
And if she would have been watching the videos, she would have laughed, right? She would have stopped listening based on his haircut, the size of his sideburns, or the width of his lapels.
Absolutely.
But the audio content goes on and on. And so there's a lot of talk now that audio is so much easier to create, to consume, and that it doesn't get as dated as quickly.
What would you consider, without giving away the whole book, because I'd like people to get your book, what would a targeted interview strategy look like? Just kind of the high points.
I give away the book, right? So okay. I'm not holding anything back here.
Okay, good.
To me, there's three words there. Targeted interview strategy. Target is first, right? There's 7-8 billion people in the world. Not all of them want to hear you. So make sure that you're targeted. You can't say enough of the right things to the wrong people or the wrong things to the right people. So target it. Make sure you're talking to the right people. The second one is interview. This idea that I'll just pick up my phone and I can say anything and put it out into the internet. Yeah, you can. But you know what? Nobody knows who you are. It's much better to go into somebody else's audience and get that know, like, and trust. Nobody turned on this podcast this morning because of Tom Schwab. They did it because Tony, right? You like Tony's podcast, you like Tony. So this idea of an interview is so much more powerful. And we all know how to have a discussion and answer questions. So that's targeted interview. The next one is strategy. Strategy is, why are you doing this? I see so many people that are just focused on the activity. Well, I want to get on 100 podcasts this month. I'm sure you can. But what is the value that you're bringing them? What do you want people to do afterwards? What's the goal? It's not just more and more activity. I see so many people working harder and, you know, this idea of hustle culture. I hear people going more, 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 just hustle. And in my mind, I've got this picture of somebody sitting in a rowboat pulling on one oar, right? And the faster they pull, the faster they go around in circles, right? The strategy is, what are we trying to do?
What's your book, One Conversation Away?
Podcast Guest Profits was really the how we do it,
right?
That's the sort of the manual. And it's where we pulled behind the curtain and said, this is how we do it. One Conversation Away is really the why, in some ways, the prequel. Why are you trying to do this? And it's really this idea that today, more than ever, we're blocking out all the noise, right? This idea of that you're going to break through the noise is laughable. Everybody's just cutting us out. So how can you get in on that conversation that's already going on? How can you have meaningful conversations? How can you have, at times, awkward or definitive conversations? There's this idea in marketing that you're supposed to attract everyone. It's supposed to be magnetic. And it's like, that's not how a magnet works. A magnetic attracts, but it also repels, right? You should be able to state very clearly what you believe, you know, how you see the world. And certain people are going to listen to that and go, and Tom is crazy. I don't believe that at all. That's fine, right? No judgment on them. It's just, we're not a good fit there. But right. There's other people that listen and say, wow, that makes a whole lot of sense. Those are the ones you want to convert with. Because right now, we're getting more efficient at things that are getting less effective. So in the time, you know, the 20 minutes we've been talking, you and I both could have sent a million emails, right?
Right.
And they would have ended up in somebody's spam. And, you know, maybe we would have gotten some leads from it, right? But they wouldn't have been good leads, and it'd take us forever to go through those. I'd much rather have a conversation and let people self-identify. It's like, yes, this makes sense. Yes, this solves my problem. Right. And I really believe the better the marketing, the easier the buying process for both parties on that.
And then for those who are not familiar with the ins and outs of podcasting, your company's Interview Valet, right?
Right.
And so tell everybody what Interview Valet does.
So our mission is to personally introduce inspiring thought leaders to millions of people they could serve for the betterment of all. So we're working with high-level coaches, consultants, nonfiction authors, brands to use podcast interviews as a marketing channel to go out there and talk to their ideal customers, have those discussions. Work on the conversions, moving people from being just a passive listener to an active visitor to an engaged lead, and then repurposing that content so that it can be used everywhere in social media, in their sales process, on their website. You know, it's amazing. You can get a month's worth of content from every podcast interview, and that's what we help our clients do.
Yeah, and I got to say, I've worked with Interview Valet for years, and they brought me some wonderful people to work with, including Tom, of course, but they've just been great. And I appreciate Interview Valet very much. Thank you, Tom.
Well, thank you. We appreciate what you do. You know, anybody that says doing a podcast is easy has never done one. It's like football. Everybody wants to play professional football for 2 hours on a Sunday and make millions of dollars. They don't see all the work that goes into it.
Same with writing a book, right? I mean, after you write one or two, it's like, I don't know if I want to do this again. You know, it was great that I did it once or twice, but don't know if I want to do another one. So Tom Schwab's our guest from Interview Valet, and I hope you have gotten, I mean, we have delivered a lot of value, or Tom has here today, and I'm sure you've rethought a few things listening to some of the points that he's been making. Well, Tom, everybody that comes on the show, we ask them 12 rapid-fire questions just for the audience to get a little bit different dimension on you here. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Number one question, what's the best memory that immediately comes to mind for you?
Spending time with my grandpa.
And what was his name?
His name was Jim Cunningham. He was a business owner. He ran a service station in the town, and he was a loved man and blessed to be known as his grandson to this day.
Who's the number one hero in your life?
I've got so many, I would have to say my dad. He told me, showed me what it was to be a man, to be a father. We always didn't see eye to eye, but I knew that he always loved me, and I miss him, lost him 20 years ago and still miss him every day.
What's the top value you subscribe to?
Honesty. And to me, it's like, that's the foundational one for everything.
Who's the most important person in your life?
My wife.
What's her name?
Karen. She's my bride, and she's proof that God loves me and wants me to be happy.
Unconditionally, right?
Yes.
What's your favorite thing in the whole world?
My grandkids. They are the joy of my life. They're 5 and 7, and they are teaching me what it is to be human and to enjoy life and be curious.
What's your favorite food?
Pizza.
Most beautiful place you've ever visited?
Los Alamos, New Mexico.
And you would say that because of the nuclear background, right?
I got to work there for 3 summers, and it's just a gorgeous place. Good people out there.
If you could describe success in one word, what would the word be?
I want to say continual advancement, improvement, right? Yeah. And I know that's 2, but after I turn 50, I give myself bonus words.
That's okay. How do you want to be remembered?
As someone that thought the best about everyone.
If you could go back and talk to a younger Tom and give advice to him, what would the advice be?
Focus on relationships, because to me, those, looking back on it, is the ultimate currency.
What's your favorite sound?
Laughing children.
And out of all the lessons you've learned in your great life, what's the best lesson?
The best lesson would have to come from my grandfather. It's the only wrong thing that he ever told me. I was 17 years old, going away for the Navy, having a beer with him. He thought it was my first one. And he told me, choose carefully who you drink with, because you can't choose who you work with.
Boy,
that was true for him. For us, it's not. We get to choose who we work with, too.
Yeah. Tom Schwab with Interview Valet. And we've set up a special link for the book, if you're interested. Tom, tell everybody how to get that, and also tell everyone how to find out more about you.
Yes. So one of the things we've learned is, make it easy for people, send them to one place. So if you go to interviewvalet.com/BTB for Better Than Before. I'll put all of my social media there. I'll put a link to the book. If you're in the United States, I'll send you a physical copy. If you're outside, happy to send you a digital copy. And then all of my calendar scheduling links will be there too. So if you'd like to talk with me about how we could help you leverage other people's audience to grow your business and grow your brand, just go back to interviewvalet.com/BTB.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Tom, for taking the time to be here today. I hope you'll come back sometime.
Thank you, Tony.
I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Tom Schwab. Such a nice fella with such key points that we can all learn from. I hope you will take up Tom's offer and check out the things that he had to say and the things that he is offering for you. You can follow me on Twitter at TonyRichards4. You can come join my free Facebook group at Tony Richards Speaker Author Coach, or you connect with me on LinkedIn at simply Tony Richards. A special thanks, as always, to our super producer, Tessa Hall, who always makes these shows sound so good. And until we visit again next week, I'm your host, Tony Richards, reminding you that everything gets better when you get better.
Thank you for listening to Better Than Before with Tony Richards, a business leaders podcast powered by Clear Vision Development Group. For more resources from Tony, visit clearvisiondevelopment.com. Join us next time for another episode of Better Than Before with Tony Richards.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com. This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.